hopes to come to be. And people gather around. They have all they can bring. They know the battle when they act. And then the song sing. The revolution starts now.
This is Steve Earle, and you're listening to The Revolution Starts Now on Air America Radio, and we're the music show on Sunday nights. And this week, our guest is comedian, actor, and for purposes of shameless self-promotion in this particular venue, author.
Thank you.
Robert Klein. How
shameless
are you?
Shameless indeed. Very well, too.
Yeah, yeah, no, when, believe me, when my next book comes out, I will be pimping it on this radio show. you can count on that. This is, you know, what we do here is people bring in music, and we're going to, this list is a good list. We're starting out with James Taylor on Air America Radio.
Person to person and man to man, I'm back in touch with my long lost friend. Listen to reason and understand, and think of me from way back when. He said me and Melissa, well, we fell out of love, ran out of luck, seems like lightning struck. I've been thinking of leaving, but I can't raise a buck. James, I'm wondering, could I borrow your truck? I say, that's why I'm here.
That's why I'm here.
Got no better reason. That's why I'm standing before you.
That's why I'm here.
That's why I'm here. John's gone, found dead. He dies high, he's brown bread. Later said to have drowned in his bed. After the laughter, the wave of dread, it hits us like a ton of lead. It seems learn not to burn means to turn on a dime. Walk on if you're walking, even if it's an uphill climb. Try to remember that working's no crime. Just don't let them take and waste your time. That's why can I owe you one now? Listen, Wendy, listen, Glory. This'll be better tomorrow. Oh, fortune and fame, such a curious game. Perfect strangers call you by name and pay good money to hear fire and rain again and again and again. Oh, summer like summer, coming back every year. Got your baby, got your blanket, got your bucket of beer. I break into a grin from ear to ear, and suddenly it's perfectly clear. That's why her and she loved him. Pick him up, shake him up in the middle of the night. You got to tell me everything's all right. I said, that's why
James Taylor on Air America Radio. This is Steve Earle, and you're listening to The Revolution Starts Now, and our guest this week is Robert Klein. I love James Taylor.
That's a great song, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. He's amazing.
There's a little part in there about referring to Belushi.
Which? which is
John's mom found that that he died in his bed. You know, turn on a dime.
Too bad you didn't bring your harmonica. We got you to sing already with very little effort at all.
I will before the day is out sing my theme song. I can't stop my leg, which I've done on every one of my HBO specials, and I have the 8th one coming up December. Can I mention the title of my book?
Absolutely. We'll talk about your book
It's called The Amorous Busboy of Decatur Avenue, and it's an early memoir. It ends when I'm 25 years old. I'm real proud of it. I really am.
And this is out now?
Yes. It's everywhere, and Amazon and all the bookstores. It's not a big show business biography because my career just started when the book ends.
Right.
I mean, there's some stuff with, I'll tell you, you know, no respect at all. You know, he was my mentor. He was my, Rodney was my Yale Drama School for stand-up. Wow. And there's a good story in there where I saved his life in Cape Cod. I'll tell you, man, let's take out a sailboat. You know, this is a guy with 40-knot winds, you know.
Having good teachers is an amazing thing. Real live apprenticeship.
Well, I was already a little seasoned. I'd been at Second City in Chicago where my career started with the great Fred Willard, you know, him from the Christopher Guest movies, Best in Show and all that. Fred is that kind of handsome leading man guy. We were hired together in 65. We went to Chicago. And you know, and I started doing stand-up. I went to this club, The Improv. I was in a Broadway show called Apple Tree. And this guy said, I'll tell you, man, you were good. You know what I mean? But you got to come here every night for 3 years. You got to work it out.
This set that we're putting together here, this is the Taylor set. This is an eclectic
list. Can I give my little explanation?
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, I love all kinds of music. When they asked me, I went blank. I love Steely Dan. I love a whole bunch of things. That Ozark Mountain Daredevils, Jackie Blue. But
which we didn't find.
Taylor Dane is, in many ways, not my cup of tea, but I worked with her last year on some gig. This is a surging rhythm section on this collection album that I had, and it's called It's Prove Your Love.
Prove your love. You have to prove your love. Tell me.
This is The Revolution Starts Now with Steve Earle on Air America Radio.
This is Steve Earle. You're listening to The Revolution Starts Now on Air America Radio. Our guest this week is Robert Klein. This is a guess. How are you?
Hey, I'm the most right-wing person walking that door.
Absolutely.
And I'm a communist.
It's funny about it. We have some people on this show every once in a while that I've got friends that don't agree with everything that I believe. And I'm getting more radical the older that I get.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I think my dad, I've sort of radicalized my father to a certain extent.
Well, I'm less radical. I had Trotskyist friends from New York, and I so admired Mao Zedong until I read this, a bunch of things, but there was the Private Life of Chairman Mao by his doctor, you know?
Right.
He was stoned half the time on sleeping pills. That's why he had these nitwit schemes that cost about 25 million lives.
Right.
He lived like an emperor, ordering menage a trois and stuff at 2 o'clock in the morning. I mean, I wouldn't mind that now, but I'm not an emperor.
Yeah.
And he's supposed to be an egalitarian revolutionary. You asked me to bring some music, and I asked you to find some here too, right? And this is a little. Is it out of keeping with your show to play a little Johann Sebastian Bach?
Absolutely not.
All right. The man is like my. If I had to be on a desert island, I'd probably take the B minor mass with me if I could only take one. And I'm Jewish, but not observant. But the guy was amazing. He was never made it big in his career. During his lifetime, he was better known as a musician than a composer.
I think he probably holds the record for being ripped off by rock musicians when they have delusions of grandeur, too.
Well, there was, please let me bump the night, my girl, let me bump the rainbow. It was taken from a
Wider theater. Shade of Pale.
Wider Shade of Pale, too. But it's the structure, musically, which you know would know more about, the kind of chords and progressions and harmonies, which are still pleasing to the ear 250 years later, you know. The piece we've chosen here, the Allegro from the second Brandenburg Concerto, we recognized as William F. Buckley's theme song when he had his show Firing Line. Wasn't that it?
Yeah, that was it. That was it, exactly.
And so, that, you know, there's not a lot of William F. Buckley here on Air America.
No, there's not. And we try to be balanced.
But
you know,
Bach is
not necessarily fair, but we do try to be balanced.
But Bach is a very big theme in my book, The Amorous Busboy of Decatur Avenue, which I'm mercilessly promoting here. But I am very proud of it. And I know you haven't had a chance to read it yet. But I was on Larry King Live last week, and he doesn't read anything. But his
he doesn't have time.
The pre-interviewer is a very intellectual woman in D.C. who sent me a long letter how much she loved the book. But he tries to give me a great break, him holding up that book in front of a million people. But it was hilarious. You could tell he only saw the cover. What a read. Robert Klein, the amorous busboy of Decatur Avenue. Why amorous, Bob? Why busboy? Why the raised lettering? Why the copyright 2005? Tell me, why a memoir? Why the red on the side of the cover? Why? I mean, it was so clear that the guy is not an intellectual.
Yeah, well, he's a snappy dresser, no doubt about it.
Great suspenders.
Absolutely.
A lucky guy, all right? Lucky. Thank you.
You're listening to The Revolution Starts Now on Air America Radio.
This is Steve Earle, and you're listening to The Revolution Starts Now on Air America Radio. And this week, our guest is Robert Klein. And this is the time to plug the book in this segment. We're going to plug it in every segment. So,
well, it's just, you know, it's an early memoir. It ends when I'm 25 years old, the amorous busboy of Decatur Avenue. I was brought up just about 12 miles north of here in the North Bronx. That's where Decatur Avenue is. I talk about the history of it. You know, that George Washington was really only 2 miles away. And that's the truth. He used to take carriage rides up to Kingsbridge when he was president. And some of the Revolutionary War was fought not far from the general area, including Washington's retreat to New Jersey.
Right.
There was a lot of retreating in the Revolution. We were taught we won every battle when we were kids. You know, George Washington, he never told a lie. And he had wooden teeth, and you know, the thing.
The truth of the matter is that King George kind of went nuts and then came back and said what? He had no idea that he'd lost America.
You know that, but George Washington was much better, even grander, more incredible man than the nonsense we were taught. He's an amazing hero. He risked, which is a mark, just like Martin Luther King is underrated, because they risked. And Washington risked, he would have been hung by the British. He left this beautiful farm for 20 years. He freed his slaves. He was opposed to slavery, but couldn't push that as a Virginian to try to get the country going. He freed his slaves upon his death with a stipend. Most importantly, he stepped down from power at its pinnacle when he could have stayed forever.
Yeah.
He's the father of our country in every way, and we purport to be a patriotic people. And I know he'd be proud to know that we celebrate his birthday every year with a mattress sale. You know, tawdry used car dealers. I'm Bill Duncan from Bill Duncan Dodge, and I got a George Washington birthday sale to knock your socks off. Right, George? Yeah. I got George right here in the studio. Paying an actor $90 with a bad hatchet. That's right, Bill. I'm chopping down the prices on these beauties. It's a veritable cherry tree of savings. And I wouldn't lie to you. I'm the father of discounts.
It's amazing he doesn't even have his own day anymore. It's just President's Day, which means that's a lot of other people.
Reagan is more admired than he is, pal. Yeah. How's that? In one of these polls from USA Today.
Yeah, my father was an air traffic controller, and he was actually in data systems by the time the strike came along. My brother just wanted to be what my dad was, came out of the Air Force, started controlling traffic, and he got fired by Reagan. And I'll never forget that because my dad's calling my brother, telling him they're going to fire you because people in Washington are telling him. And it's to this day that, you know, nobody, for a long time, airlines in solidarity with controllers, when you landed at National Airport, would not call it Reagan. Recently they've started doing it.
Really?
But for years they would say National Airport. They never would say Reagan.
You know, Steve, I love to listen to that. I have a little aviation radio, you know, American 420 Heavy.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Contact departure control at 110.
They used to have a channel on the airlines that you could listen to air traffic control.
Oh, one
traffic,
of them still does.
Who is it?
United still does, but very few of them do. They used to also have a camera in American in the cockpit you could watch the takeoff. Everyone hid their eyes. I loved it.
Yeah, I did too.
I love airplanes. I could, like a boyish, I'm not a pilot. I'm too smart.
I grew up around them. My dad started flying on a dirt runway airport in Northeast Texas, and I just grew up around airplanes.
Jesus, brought up by pilots and air traffic controllers and became a slinky musician.
I know. It was just one of those deals. You brought in one of my favorite records in the whole world, and it's a long one, so we have to get to it. This is from the Derek and the Dominoes record, which is one of the, I mean, this is Eric Clapton, you know,
this
like,
isn't
meets
great.
Duane Allman.
Oh, I don't know what it is.
This is Layla.
Thank you.
This is The Revolution Starts Now on Air America Radio.
Steve Earle, and you're listening to The Revolution Starts Now on Air America Radio. Our guest this week is Robert Klein. One more shot at the book, man.
I'll tell you, okay, you've been very kind and patient, but it's a good book, The Amorous Busboy of Decatur Avenue. But revolution, my book is about revolution. I lived from the 50s into the 60s of the last century, which is like going from the 19th century to the 20th. The sexual revolution, Steve, very important revolution, and so much more fun than the Bolshevik or French revolutions, and so much less dangerous. No AIDS, and birth control pills and diaphragms became as ubiquitous in a woman's purse as the car keys, I mean, no AIDS. Remember the good old carefree days of syphilis and gonorrhea? I mean, I never had anything. I had the crabs once, but that's more zoological than pathological.
Yeah, pirate.
I mean, it was a wonderful time. I'm not saying it's the right thing for now, but it was such a jolt from the boring 50s. When I think of the 50s, I think of Pat Boone going, on a day like to, you know, except right. That 40,000 nuclear weapons were aimed at us, a little pastiche for the background, only about. Maybe, 10,000 aimed at us now. People forget about that. But we lived through it.
And we don't know where some of them are aimed at this point. That's
well, there's certainly many of them aimed at us. We were the first nuclear children, into the 50s and 60s. But the jolt between the two. And I think my book, I never intended to write some pompous dissertation on the changing of mores. But some of the reviewers caught on to that it really is a chronicle of the changing of sexual mores. And the book is about when things were new, including sex. And couldn't get it in the Bronx from the good girls. So I and two other 15-year-olds went to Harlem. We had a corner we heard about where there were a lot of prostitutes. And you got to read the story, but it's a wonderful story. And it's not salacious at all. It's terrifying and funny, I guess.
Yeah, it's funny about that. That must have been a great time to be in New York, just because of being on, I grew up in Texas. Things got there a little late.
I have a little.
The sexual revolution.
I have a little bias against Texas.
Me too. I grew up there.
And South Florida, too. I sent two healthy 65-year-old vibrant parents to South Florida. 30 years later, they were dead. I mean, what the hell is it? The air down there?
Yeah, it's there is something.
It must be chemicals under the shuffleboard court.
Yeah, as in Texas, it's funny about, Texas has, they have sunbirds that come down, and I never have figured out what kind of a retirement it is, but people that come in motorhomes and they go to the Rio Grande Valley.
Snowbirds.
Yeah, they just come, that's right, snowbirds. And they come down and these all these motorhomes and there's these huge parks and they sit in motorhome parks, and I guess they play cards and stuff, and then they go back up north.
Well, I like Austin. It's a bastion of insanity, and I loved Corpus Christi, the best grapefruit I ever had. I'm not real a big, Dallas and Houston fan, but
yeah.
I know there's a lot of good people there. There's a lot of executions.
That's the thing. That's my main area of activism, and Texas is still the world heavyweight champion when it comes to killing its own citizens.
Certainly is.
Well, it's been a gas, and you got one more track to play for us here. And you asked us for a Blood, Sweat, and Tears track.
I used to work with them. They were great guys.
Yeah, this is from the first record. So
Al Kooper era.
Yeah, absolutely. And Al Kooper, actually, we almost snagged him for the show the other day. He was through here, and we almost got in. I've got to get Al in here before it's over with. But this is Blood, Sweat, and Tears, and I Can't Quit Her on Air America Radio.
Hold on me, she got a hand on my soul, I can't quit her.
Blood, Sweat, and Tears on Air America Radio. Our guest this week has been Robert Klein. Thank you very much for coming
by. Steve, I had a great time. Thank you. Thank you for letting me plug the book, The Amorous Busboy of Decatur Avenue. That's the last time I'll say it.
We're out of here. This is Steve Earle. You're listening to The Revolution Starts Now on Air America Radio.